Now, in the world today, there are many Pentecostal people who believe that the baptism of fire is the receiving of the Holy Ghost by speaking in tongues and running around, shouting and jumping and yelling and screaming in great confusion. Now, we know that God is not the author of confusion, so this is not from God. And the truth about the baptism of fire ties in with the second death. So let's read that. No one who is a true believer wants the baptism of fire, because then you are desiring the lake of fire, which is the second death. And that lake of fire is going to consume the whole earth, as Peter says. It's going to melt all the elements on the earth. So you don't want that. If you think you want a lake of fire, baptism of fire, think about the lake of fire by looking at any documentary on volcanoes and ask, do you want to be thrown into that liquid lava and be burned up? Okay, let's read the section on baptism of fire. The baptism of fire is not a baptism to be sought by spiritually begotten believers, as some teach, but a baptism that is reserved for the incorrigible wicked. The scriptures reveal that the baptism of fire is the eternal destruction of the wicked by immersion, that means complete submersion into, the lake of fire and brimstone. Those who are cast into the lake of fire will not be tormented forever, but will be burned up. This is the second and permanent death, and God's final judgment for the unrepentant, incorrigible wicked who have committed the unpardonable sin and have willfully rejected his way of salvation through Jesus Christ. All who have hardened their hearts in their iniquities and their rebellion against God, and who have committed the unpardonable sin by knowingly resisting and blaspheming the Holy Spirit, making it impossible for them to be led to repentance, are incorrigibly wicked and will be destroyed together in the lake of fire. Now let's look at just a couple of scriptures here concerning that. Let's come to Matthew, the third chapter, because this is where it is first brought to light, when John the Baptist is preaching repentance. Now let's come here to verse 10. He's talking to those who were onlookers looking by, yet wanting the blessing. Verse 10. Now also, John says, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which brings forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize with water unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit, that is conversion, and with fire, which is the second death, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat, that is those who receive salvation, into his garner. But he will burn up the chaff, that is the incorrigible wicked, with unquenchable fire. Now let's look at another scripture here in Matthew. Let's come to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Now we have those who are the sheep who enter in to receive eternal life because they followed Christ. And they took care of even the least of the brethren. Now let's come to verse 41. Then those who did not do it, those who did not live God's way, who then are going to be separated, verse 41, then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, the Bible shows that the devil and his angels will be tormented forever because they are spirit beings. Now, let's come to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hebrews 10. Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Now, whoever commits the unpardonable sin will have a heart so hard there will be no remorse, there will be no concern about repentance, there will be absolutely nothing but hateful feelings toward God and His way, because they have rejected God, rejected His Spirit, and have hardened their hearts, and there is no salvation for them. Now let's pick it up, Hebrews 10 and verse 26. For if we sin willfully, that means with premeditated determination, not because of weakness, not because of temptation, but with planned determination to willfully sin, reject the Holy Spirit of God. After that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite to the Spirit of grace. For we know him that says, vengeance belongs unto me, I will recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So quite a thing, isn't it? That's really something. Let's come to chapter 12 of Hebrews and verse 29. Verse 29, for our God is a consuming fire, and that is to those who go against God's way. Well, we've covered quite a bit on this tape. I encourage you to go through and study those things and write in for any other tapes that you would like to have concerning that. And we'll be happy to send them to you.